My computer likes spam, and cookies, and peanut butter, and duct tape, and high-grade plastics, and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Wow, it's money, money, and money. Mo' money, mo' money, mo' money today, huh?
And money is broke. That's pretty funny when you think about it.
That's so money. Welcome back to the Computer Corner. We're talking tech sound off, tech pet peeves, tech whatever. Of course, and your computer questions, problems, issues, whatever it is that's on your mind.
Hey, by the way, I talked to Dwayne kind of off the air a little bit. He had called in. An earlier caller was suffering from a problem where his cable modem and or router, if you remember the guy, he had seven computers in his house, and every morning seems like he would get up and he had no connection to the internet. He'd go out in his garage, reboot his cable modem and his router, and voila, he had a connection again, and we gave him some advice on updating the firmware, trying to trace down which one of the two devices it was. Anyway, the long story short, Dwayne had a similar kind of problem, only his problem was every afternoon, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
He must have been on the other side of town.
Could have been.
Yeah, different time zone.
And he also had the cable modem service from Cox, and apparently the people at Cox told him that there's some upgrades going on right now on the system. They're trying to make the system faster, give you more speed, more bandwidth, and in doing so, that there may be some little outages like that that could be solved by simply rebooting your cable modem. And to expect that to occur for probably the next couple of weeks until they finish their upgrade.
So you got to take one for the team. Huh?
That's good to know, because they are. I mean, that is a cool thing that they're giving everybody more for their money. I mean, how often does that happen?
Yeah.
And, you know, if this is happening to you, you have a high-speed internet connection from Cox Cable, and it's intermittent. Understand that that might be because they're going through this rollout of faster speeds. That's a good thing.
But you unplug it, plug it back in, that solves the problem, and in a few weeks you're going to have faster speeds because of it. I think it's worth living through a tiny bit of pain for that.
It's like Martha Stewart going to Club Fed. It's a good thing, because when she comes out, she'll be, you know, clean.
Good for who?
For her.
What about
The stock's already gone up because they know in 6 months. Remember, the stock market's always looking 6 months out, and in 6 months she'll be out.
Right.
And stock prices are up. I can write a book. I can create a whole new line of clothing that has stripes in it.
That's a good thinking.
It's a good thing. Let's go back to the phone, shall we?
Yeah, I was just thinking about, you know, if she would be upset at the faux pas that is the striped outfits we have with the pink underwear. Anyway, moving along, we've got Jack.
I'd like to be in on that conversation, Sheriff Joe and Martha Stewart.
There'd be a meeting of the minds there somewhere, right?
No. Jack, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you.
You're having an issue with... Actually, do you have any pet peeves you want to air before you get to your problem?
Well, I do have one.
What's that?
I go online with Microsoft Network.
Yes.
And it seems like practically 2 out of 3 times when I do a sign out and close, comes up and says, just performed an illegal operation.
Oh.
And it shuts down the browser, but it doesn't disconnect.
Right.
So then I wind up having to bring the browser up and do it again so that it'll actually disconnect the line.
Well, actually, Jack, you know what the cause is that?
Mm-hmm.
What? Something in your machine is not allowing all that to kind of come together or kind of disconnect properly.
Okay.
So it's probably not the Microsoft browser. That's not the same thing that everybody experiences.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not, but I understand what you're saying. The pet peeve is not necessarily this particular issue, but the fact that you have things like illegal operations.
Right.
Which is it's like an idiot light on a car, right?
Right.
What the heck's that mean?
It means we're not going to tell you what
it's like. It's like we're really not sure what the problem is. We just know it's really bad.
Right.
So what's going on with your machine besides the illegal operation from time to time?
Well, I've been using Norton. I've got Norton 2000 in it. And
Norton Antivirus 2000?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I put it in when I first bought the machine.
Which was probably around the year 2000, right?
June of 2000.
See? I'm good like that.
It could have been in 99, though.
Could have been.
See?
But I've been buying the yearly package so that I could upgrade.
Right.
And along about June, it said that it was time to renew it, and I went in to renew it, and you can't renew it. It wants to sell me 2004. And it seems to me somewhere a while back, you said something about 2004 on a 98 machine, just may as well turn the thing off and throw it away.
Yeah, it brings it to its knees. Here's kind of what's going on. When you renew your subscription each year, what you're actually doing is just saying, I'm going to go ahead and pay for another year worth of all the updates to new viruses that come out. You're not actually updating the piece of software.
Right.
what happens is, at some point, McAfee, Norton, each of these guys, they can't support 50,000 different engines out there, so they start taking products, and in this case, they're cutting off 2000. They're saying, we're not going to update on that anymore. You have to be on something newer. And
right.
next year, it'll be 2001, and so on. So that leaves you in a bit of an issue, because you need to update to... You can't do to 2003, really, unless you go buy that off the shelf somewhere that might still have it.
You can't find it.
You can't find it. 2004 is, you're right, with Windows 98, probably not a great choice. 2005 has just come out, and we're still kind of in early testing with that, but it seems to be, and we can't confirm this yet, but it seems to be the 2003 engine with all the benefits of what would be new about 2004. So it looks like they may have learned from what is 2004 and already have a fix out for it that they'll charge you for called 2005.
Okay.
Now, through all that mess, basically, what you need to do for right now probably is, as long as you're still getting updates, sit tight.
Well, I can't get any more updates. They won't let me do it.
Yeah, okay. here's an interim step maybe that you might want to consider. Go ahead and uninstall that old version of Norton.
Right.
And go just type AVG into Google. It's a free antivirus program that if you register with them, then you can't like hide from them. You have to give them a real email address, but that's about as bad as it gets.
AVG?
Yes. Arthur Vegetable...
Garlic.
Garlic. AVG. If you just type that in, I just did it in Google. The first thing that comes up is the greaseoff.com website, G-R-I-S-O-F-T, and the free version of AVG is available. You can download that and just use that as an interim. It's not long-term something I'd recommend you stick with, because it's not quite as up. It doesn't update near as quick as... Well, it's just not as going to be as robust as Norton Antivirus.
You know, most of our locations here in town still carry copies of the Norton Antivirus 2003.
Ooh, yeah, that's right.
We generally have that in stock. So what I would do is just go on our website and put in the zip code in the store locator.
Right.
And call a couple of the stores that come up on the list and say, hey, do you have in stock the Norton Antivirus 2003 software?
Uh-huh.
And I bet you'll find probably the first one, maybe the second one on the list. They'll have it.
Yeah,
you can run down there. They'll sell it to you real cheap.
We may still have some of that in stock, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the stores will.
Okay. Well, I'll try that.
And I think it's neighborhood, like $25, $30, something like that. And it'll get you a whole year subscription plus the newer version.
A plethora of options for you.
Plus, it might be 2007 before they'll stop updating it.
But it'll at least buy you some time, at least for a few years, I'd imagine.
Well, at least until they come up with something that isn't going to tie the machine up when I put it in.
Well,
yeah.
By then, you won't be running Windows 98, let's hope.
Well...
You never know. There's still people out there running DOS.
Well, that's it. I mean, I don't upgrade an awful lot of stuff in it, and it works fine for what I use it for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jack, you're one of those smart guys that goes, you know what? I don't need to buy all that new software that forces me to buy all that new hardware that forces me to buy all that new software that forces me to buy all that new hardware.
Right. That's the way it works.
That might. Well, that's a pet peeve that Jack avoids.
Yes.
There you go, Jack.
All right, Jack, take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's this long-running conspiracy theory that Microsoft and Intel are in cahoots to make sure that they come out with new processors that require this new software that requires these new processors.
No, you demand them. You beg for it. I want the next version. I got to have it. I got to get a faster processor.
Well,
you are doing it.
In a capitalist society, I would think that innovation and new stuff is kind of part of that whole capitalistic thing. I mean, if we were socialist or if we were communist, we'd still probably be running 8088s.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. With a turbo button on it. So you could go at 4.77 megahertz or 8 megahertz.
Speaking of turbo buttons, we got Bob, who has an IBM clone, and he has something about Windows 98 versus Windows ME. Which one is
guys,
the turbo button,
doing?
Which one's not? How you doing?
Good. You want to air a pet peeve before your question?
It's just a general pet peeve about all the people and all the weirdos out there, the hackers and everything. Just a generalized disgust with the whole situation.
You want to send them all collectively a get a life?
Bite me!
Yeah, or something that'll burn up their machine on the way back. I wish I could figure out a way.
Oh, no, hang on now, because if you start that down that road, then you're basically, you're doing the same thing they are.
Well,
we have to be the better mans.
Yes, you're right. And I'm sorry I lost it there for
sure. The better mens, let me correct
better
you.
Men.
Better mens?
Well, yes.
Speaking of better, I was the worst this week, and I crashed my machine, so I took it into somebody. They recovered most everything, and I got most everything I really need backed up. But he put, I had 98 on. I was pretty happy with Windows 98, and he put Millennium Edition on it. And I've heard nothing but bad news about Millennium. I wanted to see what you guys thought.
Well,
about it.
There's two issues here. When you say he put, since Windows Millennium's not available anymore, he put that on there. That I mean, obviously from a legal standpoint, there's some issues there.
We're guessing you owned a copy of Windows 98, which made you legal, but he put, which what he did is not quite legal, and you now having it is not quite legal.
Not to mention the fact that Windows ME, absolutely, if you had to choose between the two, you know, there's two really, 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 you know, not great choices at this point, with Windows XP being so much better.
Yeah.
I would choose Nader.
Nader?
Well, the other choice.
But see, it's people like you that ruin the election.
I'm just playing.
I would write in Mickey.
Well, for many reasons, I would say you definitely want to revert back to Windows 98.
Okay, that's what I thought. And I don't know what I did. He said he'd recover my system and everything. All the data was there, and it was a software problem, not a hardware problem.
Right.
And when I blew this thing up, it has ME on it. And I'm going, what the hell is this? Heck is this? You know.
Yeah. He just may not have, you know, I'm sure he didn't do it maliciously or do it intentionally. He may not have paid attention or something or other, but that's, see, like in our, we have stores all over the country now that we're popping up, and one of the things that absolutely is mandated in our company to make sure that we're always in compliance with, you know, with copyright laws, is that we won't install anything that's not provided to us by the customer. That way, it's what you had instead of whatever.
Well, I'll just take my disks back to him and tell him, please put this on here after I'm going to go in there and save everything again, you know.
Well, while you're going through this process, let me ask a question here. How old is this computer that you got?
It's about 3 years old.
Okay. If it was newer than probably the last year and a half, 2 years, I would say maybe you might want to look into Windows XP depending on the horsepower. But if it's 3 years old or older, I would say, yeah, probably stick with maybe something a little older.
And let me impart the silver lining in this slightly gray cloud for you.
Okay.
This is going to force you now to examine your backup process.
Yes.
Right? So until you've got that down, don't go through this again to make absolutely sure you've got everything you need in a verified backup of some sort.
Yeah. I've got pretty much, I'd say I probably have 85 to 90% of my stuff was backed up or recovered.
Okay,
and
but
100% of what I got now is going to be backed up.
Gotcha.
Sure.
All right, Bob.
Okay, thanks, bud.
Hey, good luck out there.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, Windows ME, never going to find us recommending it. Now, the only time that we'd say, if you've got a machine that was shipped from the manufacturer, the Windows ME on it, and everything's working fine for you, don't fix what's not broken.
If it ain't broke.
Yeah, don't
fix
it. Don't go out there just because, oh, those guys said I need a new version. No. If you're in a position like Bob was, where you have to make a decision, then take our advice. But otherwise, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Absolutely. One final segment left right here on the Computer Corner. We got a couple free lines open.
And we're going to pry a few more words of wisdom from Chad.
We'll do all that and more when we come back right here.
This is a wrench. This is a wrench and a can of beans. This is a wrench, some canned goods, a flashlight, gallon of water, batteries, a can opener, first aid kit, radio, supply of medications, and some extra cash. When we bring all these things together, we have a disaster supplies kit. With a list from your local Red Cross, you can assemble all the supplies you need to prepare your home and family for an emergency or disaster. When we come together, we become part of something bigger than us.